on April 3rd, 2024, at 4 p.m., Mark Warren passed away Wednesday while housed at Terre Haute Regional Hospital. He injured himself on March the 12th, 2024, during his job as a sanitation worker for the production kitchen, loading bags of compost onto a container. In the process, he injured his lower back and left thigh. He immediately went in for the rest of the day. He put in a medical request on the same day. He was seen 2 days later on March the 14th, 2024. The medical staff interviewed him and put him in to see the doctor. And the doctor gave him pain medication, steroids, 30-pack, a 30-pack steroid called Prozon. Mark went back to work a few days later. His injury got worse. He had to take a few more days off from work. Finally, on March the 21st, 2024, he was seen by Dr. Bird and medical staff. He was put on the examination table to see the gravity of his injury. Doctor commented, x-ray, and suspended his steroid pills and gave him an injection instead. Within 24 hours, Mark was suffering from pain and had an allergic reaction from the injection, which had been ibuprofen, to which he was allergic to. For 2 days, Mark slept in a chair and he was unable to move. He had to use Gatorade bottles to urinate in. His friend, Mustafa Malik, immediately went into action and to aid his friend. Malik convinced Mark's cellmate to let Mark have the bottom bunk because Mark was sleeping on the top bunk. Malik borrowed a wheelchair from another inmate and undressed him and took him to the shower and washed him. He had no control over his bowels. He was in pain. Mark asked Malik to call his sister, Bernice Thomas, and give her an update on his condition. From that point forward, Malik took care of him, fed him, cleaned him, washed him daily. Mark's condition worsened after multiple phone calls to his sister and Malik complaints to staff. The medical finally seen him. Once that was over, they sent him right back to the cell house. We kept asking why would they send him back. Staff members also inquired and called numerous of times to readmit him to the infirmary for administrative care. After calling his sister over and over again on a daily basis, on April the 2nd, they finally admitted him into the infirmary. Once he was there, Dr. Bird ordered an MRI and sent him to Terre Haute Regional. Within 24 hours, he succumbed to his injury. All of this could have been avoided, and perhaps he would still be alive if they hadn't been negligent, had they gave him the proper care. Please contact Mustafa Rashid M. Malik, 893230, for any additional information. And I would like to say this. It has come to the point in prison, especially with older prisoners, when they're no longer a productive member of the prison labor workforce, they're useless. And it costs them more to keep these prisoners alive, to buy their medication, than to let them die. It's almost like being in a concentration camp. where your survival depends on whether or not you're able to work. And if you're not able to work, you go to the gas chamber. You're useless. Even in this capitalist American society, when you are no longer a productive member of the capitalist workforce, you're useless because the government pays to keep you. So they're rather commit elderly genocide than pay all of this money to keep you alive. This is what's happening in prison with elderly prisoners. This prisoner was 65 years old. It's cheaper to let him die than keep him alive. And the last thing the doctor said to this prisoner was this: I know you want to sue me. They may give you $300,000 and a couple hundred thousand for your pain and suffering. This was the doctor's last words to that prisoner, which is a mission of his guilt, that he knew that he did something wrong. I encourage people to write Malik. I encourage people to try to reach out to Assistant Denise Thomas. We would give a follow-up where Malik would give additional information. But I encourage people also to share this podcast and let people know that what's going inside his belly, especially with elderly people, prisoners.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.